Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the heart of Dixie. Call a neighbor and a friend and let them know that we're on the air live. I want to welcome all of our callers and everyone on the World Wide Web to VOTM Radio, where the voice of God is heard through his word and his messenger. And I also would like to thank, if we have any new listeners or anybody new on the web, I pray that you will continue to listen in every Sunday at the same time at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just have a couple of announcements. You can connect with me or leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you are not my friend and you would like to connect with me on Facebook, just send me a friend request. Also, remember on Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, and Without Walls Worldwide Ministries on Saturday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time with Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. This includes our announcements for today. I have with us today, we have Prophetess Ryle with us, and she is going to do our opening prayer today, an anointed woman of God, and she's also my mentor. Let me get her on the line.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Jackson. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you. We enter to your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. We give you all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. We pray for each and every listener on today that you, by your spirit, will meet them at the very point of their need. Father, we pray for healing on today. Heal broken hearts, O God. Mend broken hearts, O God. Mend marriages, O God. Put them back together again in the name of Jesus. Mend bodies that are broken and bruised. Mend them even now in the name. I release healing. Your word declares that you sent your word and healed their diseases. So we send the word right now to bring healing all over this worldwide web. And whatever the pain may be, whatever the depression or oppression may be, we send healing to that place right there, right there, right there, in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for moving. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you for doing what no other power but Holy Ghost power can do. We thank you for the service. Now, Father, we ask you to move through your servant, this woman of God, on today. Speak through her, O God. Speak through her and speak to your people. Give her what to say so that they may be blessed. Let the word fall on good ground and let it bring forth a hundredfold return in this lifetime. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you for that awesome prayer.
Amen.
Now let us open our Bible so that we can hear the voice of God through his word. If you have your Bible, please open it to Luke, the 15th chapter. If you don't have your Bible, please go get your Bible. You always need your Bible. We're going to start at the 17th verse, and I'm going to read through the 20th verse. And it reads, "And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and he had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." I want to encourage you to go back and read the entire parable. It starts at verse 11 to the end of the chapter, which is verse 32. And the title of the message today is No More. This parable is about a young son who received his inheritance from his father early. And Jesus is the one who is telling the parable, because every time Jesus came on the scene, the Pharisees was always there trying to find something wrong. So Jesus was telling them about the parable of the two sons. And the Pharisees, they wondered because Jesus was welcoming and he was also eating with the sinners. This parable tells us that the young son, after he had received an inheritance from his father, he went out into the world. He spent all his money, he partied, he lived for the weekend, in other words, and he had many, many friends, and he spent everything that he had. And the Bible tells us that while he was out in the world, there became a famine. In other words, there became a dark place in his life. He no longer had any money, and you know, when you don't have any money, you don't have any friends. So he ended up trying to find a way, in other words, to live, and he had to get a job. And the Bible tells us that he got a job working with the pig. So when we look at this parable and we look at the Jewish tradition, working with pigs were unclean. And being that the son had received his inheritance before his father's death, he was, as far as the Jewish tradition, was considered not worthy to come back into the family house, or he could even be stoned to death, or he was dishonored. Because, in other words, when he asked for his inheritance early, it was like saying that he wanted his father's death. Because most people receive an inheritance after the death of a loved one. But he wanted his before that time. But this parable allows us to see the love of God, the mercy and forgiveness, and the grace of God. Because the Bible says that when the prodigal son had gotten to a point in his life where he didn't have what he needed, or where he had got to the bottom and he was down there wallowing with the pigs, he was staying in the mud with the pigs, and he was eating with the pigs. And the Bible says that the prodigal son said to himself, in other words, he said to himself, "Is I am no longer going to stay in this situation." In other words, he said, "I'm not doing this no more, because I have a father that I can go home to." See, he made the decision to go into the world. And many times in our lives, we do the same thing. We decide to step over into the world of sin. And the Bible is telling us with this parable, just like the father here, that God will take his children back when they have sinned. See, the prodigal son said to himself, "Now, I'm down here in this place. I'm at rock bottom now. And I could be at home with my father. And I could have food to eat. But I'm perishing and I'm hungry. And I'm eating here with the pigs." And he said to himself, "I'm fit to get up. I'm not going to live like this no more." And the Bible says that he rose up and he decided that he was going home to his father. Like us today, when we step over into the wall of sin, when we leave God, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, we need to do the same thing as the prodigal son. We need to come back to our father. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We need to come back to God. We need to come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The Bible says that the prodigal son said, he said, "I have sinned against my God." And he said, "I also have done and disrespected my father. And I am going home." In other words, he confessed with his mouth what he had done. And the Bible tells us that he went home and there was a celebration. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says that when he got home, his father seen him from afar. See, when we sin, we got to come back to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We got to ask God to forgive us of our sins. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We're already forgiven, but we got to come back to the Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. God said, glory, hallelujah. He said, all of your backsliders, you have stepped over into the world of sin. He said, all of my children that have stepped over in the world of sin, it's time for you to come home to your Father. Glory, hallelujah. While you still have time, while the blood is still running warm in your veins, he said, you need to come back to me. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I know that it's hard to come out of the world. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But you got to say no more to sin. You got to say no more to fornication out of adultery. You got to say no more to the drugs and alcohol. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes, it's hard. Because when we say no more to the world, oh, glory, hallelujah, we lose husbands and we lose wives and we lose children. We lose family members when we try to live for Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But the devil, he don't want you to say no more. He don't want you to say no more up to him. That's why he keeps sending your friends. They're sending your men and women your way that don't mean you no good. That's why he's always bringing you some kind of drink or alcohol, something to keep you down in darkness. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But you got to say no more. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You got to say no more. You got to come back to Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You got to come back to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. You're going to lose friends along the way. But that's all right, because the Bible says that Jesus is life. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the Bible says that that was a celebration. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the prodigal son came home. But it was an elder son who was very upset because his father was celebrating his son returning. And the father went to the son. Glory, hallelujah. That's a man in Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. And the Bible said he told his elder son. He said, my son was dead, but now he's alive. He said he was lost, but now he is found. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God is saying the same thing to you. He said, come out of the world of sin so that you might live. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. This parable is also a parable that shows us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that you might have life. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross that you might be saved. Glory, hallelujah. You don't have to wallow in your mess. Oh, glory, hallelujah. There was a celebration. The Bible says, glory, hallelujah, that the angels in heaven celebrate when one soul comes unto God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. When I was in the world of sin myself, I was doing my own thing. I was having relationships with men that were not my husband. I had to say no more. So you got to say no more to the world. Oh, glory, hallelujah. If you're going to walk for Jesus, you're going to live for Jesus, you're going to be obedient to his word, you're going to be a doer of his word and not just a hearer. You got to say no more to the world. You got to come out of the world of sin and tell the Lord, forgive me, Lord, that I have sinned against you, oh, Lord. The prodigal son said that I'm not worthy. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But his father took him back with open arms, and God will do the same for you. I never like closing out the show without giving the invitation, and we're running out of time. And if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Savior. Glory, hallelujah. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in the need of a Savior. Come into my heart and created me a right spirit. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sins, be saved and change your life and live for Jesus. Find your Bible-believing church, get your Bible, and began to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. I got to get out of here, meet you here at the same place and the same time with BOTM Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Be blessed.